talk about the future of work, and let's talk about time, measuring productivity. And a lot of us, maybe it's the way we've been brought up, that we always had to be seen to being productive, and laziness is next to ungodliness, I don't know. So we've got to feel busy and be busy in order to feel okay and to feel that we're being productive. And of course, then we pass that on to people around us and people that we might be responsible for managing. What's your thought?
So Howard, it's quite interesting. I did a bit of research and try to look back to where this clock watching or this whole concept of 9 to 5 and all of that came from. And the best answer I could get, or the one that seems to be the most legit, is in a production line or in a manufacturing environment. And we've probably, I don't know if any of us have experienced it, but some of us may have seen it online or in movies, is where you'd see typically the workers coming in each morning and clocking in. They had these very rudimentary clock-in system where you'd clock your card in and you'd clock your card out at the end of the day. And that was effectively how managers on a production line would verify when workers were coming in and when they were leaving. And it would appear that that transitioned into the workplace and became part of our norms. And then we just said, well, okay, the work day is X amount of hours, et cetera, et cetera. And it's evolved into that. Yet we now find ourselves, and that's why it's so fascinating now, as things start returning to some form of normalcy, if we can call it that, that we're finding that time is very different now. Time is not what it used to be. And I mean that with a lot of respect. And just as an example, with a lot of the schools going back and the grades going in and having to manage not exceeding certain percentages, kids are having to leave school at certain times. Some days are on, some days are off. It's chaos. And I respect, no disrespect to the schooling body, they've had to put these things in. But as a parent, you don't know when you're fetching or when you're dropping your kids and all of that. So that's one aspect of it. But I think the other thing is
what you're saying there is time is predictability. Time gives us that safety.
Can't fit our old way of working, if I can put it that way, into a new schedule, which is so different now. And it's something we have to adjust to. The other thing is, if you look in the context of the work environment, we're also seeing now that organizations cannot have more than a certain amount of people in the office. So you can't have everybody in the office at the same time. You also have to make sure that you're managing things in a very different way. So to try and I think this is where micromanagers specifically are struggling, is that they cannot manage employees based on time anymore. You need to start managing on what people are outputting. And that is a big mindset shift that a lot of managers are struggling with.
Yeah, it is really fascinating. And what we're seeing as well, certainly at Synthesis, where I'm somewhat involved in managing this type of thing, is that people are working too hard because they've got no structure in terms of driving to an office, working some hours and then coming home. And, in fact, the managing director said to me yesterday is that he had this policy that he would work as late as needed be in the office, but close his computer when he was done. So if it was a little bit earlier, great. If it was later, fine. Make sure his work was done and then close his computer, go home and make sure that now that he's at home, that he would be able to make that leisure time or family time. And now that he's working from home, it becomes a lot more difficult. And we've all seen that. And what we actually did was we've decided that Monday, you know, Tuesday is a public holiday, we have given everybody leave on Monday, obviously not leave that we're deducting, but to say to them, this is a day of recognition because we recognize how many hours people are putting in, how hard people are working. Monday is day of recognition ahead of Youth Day. So take that day and don't work. Just take that time because we don't know how else, you know, to say to people, you need time.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And Howard, you know, just just talking back to what you were saying about synthesis, it's not just synthesis that's experiencing.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I was reading a Bloomberg report that they actually did an analysis, and they said people who started working from home in March, on average, are working 3 hours more per day than before. Now, we know how hard people were working before this. Now, can you imagine people are working an additional 3 hours? So trying, first of all, to keep up with that as an individual, you're heading for burnout. I think that's the reality. And the fact that Synthesis have taken that decision on Monday, which is great. I think there's also a new concept which is coming to the fore. And it's something that came out of the mid-90s, early 2000s, when people started talking about like hot desking. So hot desking, just for the listeners, is where companies downscaled their property footprint, if I can call it that, or their workspaces. And what they would do is people didn't have permanent desks, and you would come in and you just sit at an open place, and that was how hot desking worked. But there was a concept that was tried. It never really worked at that stage. I think it was too early. It was ahead of its time, but it's called time shifting. And time shifting is effectively where people take time off when they need time off, and they make that time off up in a different way. So, for example, if you know you've got a hectic day on a Friday to fetch kids, or you need to do stuff, et cetera, what you do is you take that day off, and you then make up that day. You either decide you're going to work on the Sunday, or you'll work additional hours, or you'll make up the work. The bottom line is you're getting your stuff done. And I think this is where the responsibility and accountability comes with individuals, to make sure that you notify people that if you have this policy, make sure your coworkers are aware of when you aren't working, so they know when you'll be around. And if you meet all your obligations, there's nothing to worry about. You know, I think that's the big difference, is that if you're delivering, if you know what you're meant to be delivering, people shouldn't really worry what you're doing every minute of the day. But I think communication is key, and that is the big thing that is challenging a lot of people. People are not communicating the right things. They're communicating the wrong things, and sometimes that leads to anxiety, whereas they should be just checking in, letting people know what they're doing, understanding what's required of them. Those are the simple things that are going to keep people in the right mindset to be able to accomplish everything they need to do during the day, but not feeling like they're being clock watched.
Yeah, it's such an interesting thing, because this feeling of being clock watched is one of our worst feelings. It makes us feel like children. It makes us feel like we are back at school. But it's very difficult to always measure, productivity against actual work, because sometimes, you know, we can be stuck on something and spend hours on it, and it doesn't seem to be very productive, but we really are working on something.
But also, how do you pitch it to your managers?
I think it has to come from the managers, actually.
Yeah.
It's got to be a realization from them that they need to find a different way to measure output. And it's a huge problem, because, as Ian said, the communication around that is so critical. Because if you say to people, right, we want you to fill in timesheets. So let's look at how you fill in, how long, keep a track of how long you're working on each thing, each project that you're involved with, or each item. Now, that's very useful, because you might take a look at it at the end of the week and say, well, this is crazy. Look, I've spent 70% of my time on something I should only spend 30% time on. Something's wrong here.
Yeah.
So it's actually very useful for you, for yourself.
Yeah.
But the problem is that we have this inherent resistance to that.
So, Zanati, it's a very good question. And I think where it's going to start, how it's right, it's going to start with management or leadership. But I think it's also going to be a cultural shift. And I talk about a company cultural shift, is that you have to have this culture and willingness to change, and that this is a time to reinvent a lot of things. And if we want to create a better experience for people, for talent, if we want to improve collaboration between people, then we need to look at these transformational ways of doing things differently and measuring things differently. But I think the most important thing for me is that ultimately, in this time, however companies are focusing on this, is that the aim of this reinvention is what is going to be good for companies that want to have a safe environment where people can enjoy their work, They can collaborate with their colleagues and achieve the objectives. So at the end of the day, you need to put safety first. I think that's the most important thing, is that we can't now start to look at like cutting corners and all that. Safety is going to be the priority at the moment. Otherwise, we're just going to go into chaos. And I think the next thing is making sure that within those safe environments, people feel safe, not just from a health perspective, but they feel safe in their jobs. They feel listened to. But at the same time, you also have to, as individuals, accept and be accountable that if people are not going to watch you every minute of the day, that you do need to be responsible. You need to be self-disciplined. And I think that is a big step in people's development in terms of becoming more self-aware and helping yourself to get through times where you feel like slacking off or you feel like doing that. This is not the time to do it. Now is the time to actually show up and act in a mature way. And I mean that in the sense of being responsible.
Ian, doesn't that mean effectively that from a management perspective that it needs to be about goals rather than time? In other words, this is what needs to be achieved. I don't mind if that takes you, your whole day or three quarters of the day, but that's what needs to be done.
Absolutely, Howard. And I think that's going to probably be the new way of looking at it. And it's going to be
task-oriented.
It's going to be task-oriented, but I also think culture in terms of performance management and how we manage performance is not necessarily going to look the way it did in the past in terms of setting objectives, setting KPIs that are unrealistic, key performance indicators that are unrealistic. It'll be more about like a coaching culture in terms of performance management, of helping people to meet their outputs. It's the same way that if you're a coach and you're coaching a player, you want to see that player perform to the best of their abilities. You want them to succeed. Now, it doesn't help to set them unrealistic goals. It doesn't help to set them up for failure. The only way to do is to push them with support and encouragement, but also help them to achieve. And we don't do that in business. We tend to do the opposite. And I think this is a time where managers will become less of managers and more coaches in terms of helping their individuals to achieve this in this new way of work.
Really fascinating. Ian Bass, thank you. As always, the future of work, and I really do think that this is exactly the direction that work is going.